The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Greetings from sunny Redwood City. And to begin this meditation, I'd like to introduce the idea, an ancient idea, that one of the primary metaphors used for the mind is water. And lots of different images of water come into play in trying to describe the mind in different settings, different ways. And one of them has to do with the hindrances, the five hindrances, that when we're caught up in the passions of desire, that it gives, it's like putting dye, red dye, in the water, the ancient texts say. When there's a lot of ill will and anger, it's like the water is boiling, the mind is boiling. And you can't really see into the mind clearly if it's colored or if it's boiling. Sloth and torpor is like algae covering the water, so you can't see into it. That restlessness and regret is like a wind churning up the top of the water. Again, you can't see into it. And doubt is like the water filled with mud. So again, you can't see into it and can't make your way through it. But when the mind is clear, so there's an ancient text that says, by water we should understand the mind, by mud the mental hindrances, and by magic stone confidence. As soon as confidence arises, it makes the mental hindrances disappear. And the mind without hindrances is clear, pure, and unsullied. So the mind is not a solid thing. The mind is a fluid, liquid phenomenon that if we can leave it alone, things settle. The mud settles in the pond, in the lake. And the mind becomes clear. And this idea of leaving things alone in a kind of radical, full way, at sooner or later in practice, this is really the direction in which it goes. Leaving everything alone and letting things settle or release or resolve, dissolve themselves. So to begin this meditation, to prepare ourselves so that we can begin leaving things alone and the mind can settle to become clear. Take a meditation posture that you believe will allow things to settle for you. Allow your body to release its holdings and constrictions and resistances. In giving some care and attention, beginning of mindfulness can be how you attend to your posture. Perhaps there can be both a lifting, the upward energy, if you tuck your chin down a little bit and the back of your head up. There's a kind of upward direction. And then there's a settling downward. If you're sitting upright, letting yourself feel as if you're resting on your sit bones, and your bottom, with your legs, your feet, on your cushion or your chair or your floor. Perhaps it's easier to leave things alone if you close your eyes, and with your eyes closed, you give them a vacation. Don't need to use your eyes while you meditate. meditation is a little bit more related to feeling and sensing than it is using the eyes. And to do the ritual of establishing yourself here and now, you might take a few long, slow, deep breaths. As you breathe in, expanding the rib cage in all directions. As you breathe out, a settling, maybe even down to a very point within your torso. Deep in your hara, deep in your belly. And letting the breath now return to normal. And with the breath, kind of a normal breathing, become aware of the movements in your back rib cage. Probably it's much more subtle, the movements of breathing there. If you don't feel anything in the back rib cage, you might breathe a little bit deeper, just deep enough so you start feeling how the back rib cage moves, expands, contracts, how there's more space between the ribs as you inhale. Usually there's much less sense of controlling the breath in the back rib cage. And you can get maybe a sense of just allowing the back rib cage to move as it does in response to breathing. And then to maybe now move your relaxed, allowing attention to experience the breathing where you usually experience it. And experiment a little bit to see if you can notice a difference between allowing the breath to breathe itself versus controlling the breath, doing the breathing. And then bringing your attention to your mind. And see if you can just treat the mind as a lake of water that's filled with mud. All kinds of thoughts and ideas and impulses, reactions are there in the mind. Leave it all alone. See if there can be a non-judgmental awareness, non-reactive awareness, that if anything, you make lots of room, lots of breathing room, for what's happening in your mind. So the part of you that's in the mind which is intentional is not involved in the thinking and thoughts, but rather is involved in making space and awareness for your mind. Allowing things, leaving things alone, not being bothered by anything, but all things as if they can feel whatever is happening in your mind, can feel there's lots of room, infinite space for it to settle, unwind, dissolve, let go. Letting the mind be open, fluid, relaxed as possible. And making space in the mind, allowing in the mind an awareness, whatever comes into awareness, whether it's the breathing or the body, or whether it's sounds or thoughts or feelings, whatever occurs, be okay with it. Step away from it. Allow it. Make room for it. So that you can leave things alone, regardless of whether you like it or don't like it, with confidence, leave it alone. Notice how you get involved in things, get involved in thoughts and feelings, how the mind gets pulled in. Keep opening awareness, opening it wide. And in that wide open awareness, a wide open mind, you're not involved in things, but things are allowed to be as they are. They're allowed to naturally settle. Relax. They're allowed to be. And the treasure is that openness of awareness, is the knowing that knows the experience. Stay with the treasure without getting pulled in to the stories and ideas and thoughts. Breath arises, sensations in the body arise, thoughts and feelings. Allow them to come and go. Very gently, if it supports you, very softly, you can say the word open. Just open awareness. Open to what is. Keep opening. the more we can allow things to be in an open, clear mind, the clearer we see what is, the less we're involved, the better position we are to recognize what is there and to allow it to settle. And then as we come to the end of this sitting, I'd like to recommend that you dedicate the sitting, the benefits from this sitting, for your care and goodwill of others. And that one way that this meditation can spread well-being into the world is that we can also be open and allow to open to other people. We can allow others to be how they are. There is an art of allowing people to be how they are so they can relax. So they don't have to try so hard. So they feel respected and held and cared for as they are. May it be that with whatever degree or experience we have, meditating and allowing ourselves to be, may it also be used for knowing how to stay present and open and allowing of people to be how they are, provided they're not harming us. May all beings experience their own goodness. May all beings everywhere experience their own capacity for peace, contentment. May all beings allow the healing forces within them to bring reconciliation, healing, and a generosity of spirit in all directions. May it be that our meditation practice is for the welfare and happiness of all beings everywhere.